Golf's Ryder Cup begins this morning at the Oakland Hills Country Club in suburban Detroit. The United States is trying to win back the cup from Europe. Steve Inskeep spoke with commentator John Feinstein.
So why is it that the Ryder Cup is so much different than some other sporting events?
Golf is an individual sport virtually every week of every year for professional golfers. Once every 2 years, you are part of a team. You are representing yourself, you're representing your teammates, and you're representing your country. That makes it unique. Tom Watson, when he was the Ryder Cup captain in 1993, told his players the night before the Cup began, "This is the only event in golf where your legs will shake on the first tee." And Davis Love, who was on the team for the first time that year, said, "Oh, that's ridiculous. I played in all the majors. Can't be possible." Walked on the first tee and his legs were shaking.
And the American players have not done so well under that pressure recently.
No, the Europeans since 1985 have won five times and tied once in nine matches. And they're almost always the underdog, but they get very fired up. They're very good at match play. This is not stroke play. This is hole-by-hole play. You play with a partner the first 2 days, and then you play singles matches one-on-one on Sunday. So it is a unique format, and the Europeans, for whatever reason, adapt to that format better than the Americans.
Golf Digest magazine had an article by Thomas L. Friedman, the international affairs columnist, writing about golf and suggesting that the Europeans play better because they're playing for national pride or continental pride, and that the Americans just don't see it quite the same way.
I think the Americans do. I mean, I have a great deal of respect for Tom Friedman, who's a very good golfer in his own right, and once caddied in the U.S. Open, by the way. But I think the Americans do have a lot of pride. I think the advantage the Europeans have is that every time the Ryder Cup is played, the Americans are favored. Why not? They have Tiger Woods, they have Phil Mickelson, they have Davis Love. If you go down the list of players playing for Europe, they're, you know, Colin Montgomery's a good player. They've got a bunch of good players. Ernie Els doesn't play for the European team. Vijay Singh doesn't play for the European team. Most American golf fans can't name eight of the 12 players who will play for Europe. So the Americans are favored, and the Euros go, fine, we're the underdog, we'll use that.
Better psychology on the European
side. Well, I think everybody wants to be an underdog.
Now, in past Ryder Cups, there have been problems with crowd behavior. Any concerns this year?
Yes, I think it is a concern, because usually when you have crowd problems in the Ryder Cup, they're in the United States, where the fans are not as well behaved as in Europe, and they come when the U.S. has been losing. 1991, Kiawah Island, the U.S. hadn't won since 1983, crowd problems. 1999, when the U.S. hadn't won since 1993, crowd problems. Europe won in 2002. The Americans want the cup back badly. If the U.S. falls behind, as it did at the Country Club in 1999, I have concerns about the way the crowd will act.
How does the crowd act when it gets out of control at a golf tournament?
They can get unbelievably profane. I was walking with the Colin Montgomery Payne Stewart match in 1999, the last day, and the crowd was so badly behaved that Payne Stewart took action to get the officials, to get the crowd to calm down.
Even though they were going after his opponent.
They were going after his opponent, and he was disgusted by it.
Now, what do you think will be the key factor in deciding the Ryder Cup?
I hate to be simplistic, but I think it's Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods does not have a great Ryder Cup record. He has been particularly not that good in the team play the first 2 days. His record is way below what it should be if you're Tiger Woods. If he plays well, I think the whole U.S. team gets an emotional boost from that, because they know he's going to be out there for the maximum five matches you can play. If he doesn't play well, I think Europe rallies around that. Tiger's not going to dominate. We have a chance to win.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, Steve.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose latest book is Caddy for Life, The Bruce Edwards Story.